You attended Canmore Council, and I understand an update on some of the flood mitigation work, studies, and projects in town here.
We're a week away from 2 years from the flood. I'm not getting the sense that we're facing a severe flood risk this year.
We have some rain in the forecast for next week, but I mean, you look at the snowpack, it's not very heavy at all.
No, and we've had an early spring. Things are growing out there that are a few weeks ahead of schedule, like the lady slippers. But flood mitigation is something we've been talking about for 2 years now. The big one is obviously still the $40 million debris retention structure.
Part of this is the fact that a lot of the funding has to come from the province, and we've got a brand new government. I know our local MLA has said that flood mitigation is one of his top personal priorities, but of course it's something that they'll have to explore and look at. But I understand there's another issue that needs to be considered as well, and something else that the town might have to go to the province for to get changed for this to go forward.
It's in a wildland provincial park. To put in this debris structure, there's an access road that's needed, because when these rocks and things get washed down and get stuck behind the structure, which is what it's designed to do, routine maintenance is going to require that we go in and take it out. Mm-hmm. And that means an access road. Access roads currently not allowed under the legislation in the province that regulates wildland provincial parks. They're going to have to redesignate the area and the access road from wildland provincial park to a different type of park to allow access.
I wonder if taking away wildland provincial park will go over well with everybody.
I think it's going to be the new issue to debate. If that's not allowed under that land use that's currently designated there, perhaps there's a reason for that. But but these things were all developed and done back in a time where we didn't fully understand mountain creeks and the hazards. This mitigation is still a big topic of debate in the community. A lot of people don't feel that it's necessary. They think it's over the top. I mean, sitting through a lot of the science and the project presentation so far, I understand why this design is being used, and it's been used for over 100 years in Europe, because we've built on that fan, and that is the most densely developed alluvial fan in all of Canada. You have two options. You remove development or you put in mitigation.
Yeah.
And this is the mitigation being proposed by the experts. So it's still ongoing.
So that's still a process. Some other creeks update from those as well, I understand.
We got Pigeon Creek, which is a creek that starts in the town of Canmore, goes through some parts of Canmore, ends up in the MD of Bighorn. So the town of Canmore is working with them, and they've reached that point. They've done, I believe, a risk assessment. Stoneworks Creek, and this affects me personally.
Because you live in Palliser.
Stoneworks Creek affects an area of land that's been undeveloped. And that land is owned, for the most part, by the town of Canmore, who bought the Boychuk lands back in the 90s, and Silvertip, who has a big chunk of land in that section between Palliser and the Cross Sea Ranch for employee housing to serve the resort that they've always planned to build up in Silvertip.
Right.
The cost of mitigation of that creek has been said to be prohibitive of developing affordable housing. And that is one of the reasons why that land has sort of been taken out of the conversation of what are we doing next on affordable housing. They haven't yet reached the stage where they truly understand what the mitigation is, therefore the costs. Those are the next steps, and working with the landowners in that area as well. So it's possible that some development of affordable housing will happen there.